Welcome to this demonstration of the De'Longhi Prima Donna Elite Coffee Touch Machine. And in this demo, I just want to show you how reasonably easy it is to use it via an app from my iPhone. And I'll just let you know before I get started that you will require sighted assistance to both set up the coffee machine itself initially and also the app initially. Because the coffee machine physically is a touchscreen based system, if you're totally blind, it's completely inaccessible as far as the touchscreen interface is concerned with all the menus. And as far as the app is concerned, there are certain windows that pops up within the Coffee Link app, that's the name of the app, that are not accessible if you're using the screen reader voiceover on your iOS device, in this case, my iPhone. So let me just give you a general description of it. The coffee machine itself is quite square and quite tall. I can't remember the exact measurements, but it is a reasonably sized machine. And at the top, towards the back, I've got a little door that I can just lift up. And inside it, I've actually put some coffee beans, because this one actually grinds your coffee beans for you. So I'm just gonna pop the lid straight back on again. Putting coffee beans into the machine is completely accessible. Just lift up the door and pour them in. And at the front top edge of the machine itself, you've got a touch screen, which I keep accidentally touching. And of course, that's the interface to the coffee machine itself if you don't want to use an app. If I come to the right-hand side of the machine, I've got a very long water tank that sort of slides into the side of the machine long ways. So I pull it out. Basically what is a very long, thin, rectangular water tank that you, of course, can fill up from the tap to put fresh water in it. And it does have a little opening where you can put water into it. I normally take that off and just fill it from my water filter, even though the machine's got its own water filter, just to make it a little bit easier. And of course, you slide it back in, and it goes down the right-hand side of the machine. And you might not have heard in the corner, but then it does say beep, so that you know it's in. On the front of the machine down the bottom, you've basically got a protruding tray which has got metal on top. And if I slide that out, you might not have heard another little beep as I slid it out. Underneath the metal plate, that's where the drip tray is, where you can basically take the whole tray over to the sink and tip the excess water out and so on. And right in the back of the actual drip tray is the coffee grounds container, which of course are the grounds that happen after you've actually done your bean grinding, or the machine's done the bean grinding. And that just basically lifts out like that, and you take it over to the sink, garden, whatever you want to do with it, and throw it out. Okay, so put that back on its little spot in the middle. And then of course, when you've emptied the grounds and you've emptied the water and everything else is clean, push it back in again, and it clips back in. If I come up a little bit, on the left-hand side, I've got a little nozzle that I'm going to connect the milk container to. And then on the right-hand side, which has got a grip on either side, is a push up or down coffee dispenser. That's where the coffee comes out when you do your grinding and you get your cup of coffee. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to grab my milk container out of the fridge, because I've basically got mine in my container all the time to keep it at fridge temperature. I'm just going to pop it down on the tray at the front of the coffee machine. So basically what you've got is a rectangular high milk container in this case. Thin edges are at the front and the back because again it's rectangular. So at the back edge I've got a little protruding spout which fits over that nozzle on the milk on the left hand side front of the machine. And if I push it in, okay, you might have heard a beep as it connects. And then on the right-hand side of the milk container, because remember this milk container is now on the left-hand side front of the coffee machine. So basically I'll be putting my cup to the right of it underneath the coffee dispenser itself. But what the milk dispenser also has, of course, is the milk dispenser nozzle. And that comes out, of course, the right-hand side of the milk dispenser. On the top of the milk dispenser, I have a rotary knob that I can twist left to right. It's got a little pointer on it. If I stick it midway, so it's pointing straight towards the back of the machine, that's medium froth. And if I turn it right to the right until it clicks, that's how I can actually clean the nozzle for the milk container. And if I turn it back to the left, like I'm doing now, and say about 9 o'clock, that's low froth. Okay, so I'm gonna leave it in the middle for the moment. I'm gonna grab this little cup here that I used to clean the milk container first. So I'm just gonna pop it on top of the metal plate and position it right under the milk nozzle. And then I'm gonna twist the nozzle around to the right until it clicks. And that's it now cleaning the nozzle on the milk container. Keeping in mind that the machine is basically already on, and I leave one on that I'll get to in a little minute. Okay, that's the milk container clean. It's going to turn it back to 12 o'clock. Okay, and that's medium froth. It's going to take out this cup that I used to clean the nozzle out with. Take it over to my sink and just rinse it out. Okay, pop that next to the machine, grab my actual coffee cup, and put that underneath the coffee nozzle, and then I'm just gonna lower the coffee dispenser down to make sure it's now lined up with the other edge of my coffee cup, because there's actually two spouts that come out of the coffee dispenser, and I always lower it down to make sure it actually hits inside the cup itself, and then I'm just gonna pull it up a little bit, because I don't want all the froth out of my milk to go back onto the nozzles, because then I'll have to start cleaning it more. Okay, so that's the machine ready to go. If I grab my iPhone, which is on the peninsula, and I'm just gonna use my handwriting mode to start typing coffee. Let's see.
C, 16 apps, 5 apps, coffee link.
That's the coffee link app, one finger double tap.
Coffee link. ICM cancel button.
So ICM cancel, if I flick to the right.
A machine paired.
Okay, machine paired.
Prima Donna Elite 650.75. FM 650.70. DX 19,000
and 7XXX.
Next button.
Okay, double tap on next.
Next, ICM menu button.
If I flick to the right.
ICM machine active button.
Okay, machine active.
David.
David, that's my current profile that I set up using the Coffee Link app itself.
Prima Donna Elite 650.75. Last delivered beverages.
Okay, last delivered beverages.
Flat white.
Flat white, which is my favourite.
Prepare.
That's
button.
The prepare button. If I flip to the right again.
Caffelet.
That's coffee latte, actually. But that's okay. Flip to the right again.
Prepare.
That's the prepare button.
Espresso.
Espresso, which is a small cup.
Prepare.
Button. And so on. So I'm going to do my favourite for this demo, so I'm going to flick back to the left.
Espresso, prepare, caffelet, prepare, flat white.
Okay, back to the flat white heading, flick to the right.
Prepare, button.
And I'm going to do one finger double tap on prepare.
Prepare, flat white.
Being dispensed. And if I flick on my screen, process underway, milk delivery,
46%.
And we're 46% through the process, 50%.
58%.
76%. Flip back left.
Milk delivery.
Still in my delivery. 78%. Flip back left again.
Milk delivery.
Still in my delivery. Oh, yeah.
Milk delivery. 78%. Water heating up.
Water heating up.
Pre-infusion.
Pre-infusion.
Delivery.
Delivery. We're doing coffee. Now I'm just leaving it on the item that's being updated on the screen, not the percentage. The pregnant news.
ICM ESC button.
Okay, now flick to the right.
Flat white.
Flat white.
Beverage ready.
Beverage ready.
Enjoy your beverage.
Enjoy your beverage.
Save button.
Save, which I don't need to.
Prepare again. Button.
And prepare again. If I double tapped it, I'd fill up my already filled up coffee cup. So I'm gonna flip back to the left.
Say, enjoy beverage ready. Flat white. ICNESC button.
One finger double tap.
ICN menu button.
Now, if I flick to the right now.
ICN menu button. ICN machine alarm button.
Okay, I've actually got an alarm now, which I know what it is already. ICN but we'll machine anyway. Alarm.
Turn the froth adjustment dial to clean.
Okay, turn the froth adjustment dial to clean. So what I want to do is put my phone down, take my nice cup of flat coffee out, have a quick taste, that's beautiful, and grab my cup, and come over to the machine, turn the frother rotor around to clean, which is right round to the right, so it clicks. Turn the knob back to 12 o'clock with the little pointer up the top. There we go. Take my cup out again as I did before when I first cleaned it, just to make sure it was clean. Tip it out in the sink. Rinse my cup. And put that back on the drip tray. And take my milk container out. Open my fridge. Pop that away. Grab my iPhone and I'm going to exit the app.
Mail. 5 unread emails.
Lock my phone.
Double tap to open.
Put it back in my pocket. Grab my coffee. Have another quick taste. Oh, that's good. And I believe that completes the demonstration of the De'Longhi Prima Donna Elite Coffee Touch Machine. And as I said in the beginning of it, the machine is completely doable as far as physical setting up. You will need site assistance for both physical installation and the app installation. There are certain parts of the app that are not accessible and a few of the windows that pop up with alerts. So what I've done with the app in particular, I've set it up so that the machine comes on for standby at 6, 9, 12, 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening for an hour or two, and then it automatically goes off, and I've done that via the app itself, so that when I come to use it, the machine's already on. If it's completely turned off, or you've got the energy saver on, so it's coming out of standby by you manually doing it, that window is not accessible using the voiceover screen reader. You have to get a sighted person or turn off voiceover. And what I've been doing is sort of tapping randomly on the screen to try and hit the do you want to wake me up button, and then I can get to the app. But it's really, really hit and miss, and half the time I start making a cup of coffee when I don't mean to because I've gone right into the app already. Of course, I'm not sure what's going on because voiceover is not running. But when it's in auto on mode and energy saver's off and I'm telling the machine when to go on and off, then it works fine with the app. So just keep that in mind. There are certain parts that are not accessible, but you can get around it. I bought this machine for about $3,500 here in Australia. It actually makes beautiful coffee, and I've been enjoying it for the last 2 weeks, hence this demonstration. So again, thanks for listening for the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now. Oh, that's good.